As we just mentioned, David Sedaris will be at Tanglewood on Sunday night. And Sunday afternoon at Tanglewood, Andres Nelsons leads the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra in the Leonard Bernstein Memorial Concert. English pianist Paul Lewis joins the orchestra for Beethoven's dramatic and tumultuous Third Piano Concerto. And it's a great pleasure to welcome Paul Lewis to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. A pleasure to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me.
So give us a sense of how this came about and how you came to this particular piece and participation in this particular concert.
Oh, well, the piece I've been playing for more than 20 years. I sort of played it for the first time sometime in my early 20s. I don't remember exactly when. That's been an ongoing and now relatively long relationship. It's one of the Beethoven concertos that I enjoy playing the most. There's something very satisfying about the third concerto. It's sort of pivotal Beethoven. It has that real middle period Beethovenian dramatic stamp on it, and it's always a great experience to play, and especially of course with Andres Nelsons and the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra, who I played the Brahms D minor with last year. I mean, the experience of that was incredible. You know, the orchestra just they really play the hell out of it. It really is amazing, and I'm so much looking forward to this year's concert too.
I don't think a soloist can say anything better than that the orchestra just plays the hell out of it. Seems like a nice compliment.
Yeah, it's true.
The performance takes place at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon. And what is it like for you in that relationship? We talk to many musicians that come in and work with various conductors, but what is it like to forge a relationship with a conductor, especially someone like Andres Nelsons, on such a short period of time and to get that right for a performance such as this on Sunday?
I think the thing about that is it's the cumulative effect of how long you work together. I think Andres and I worked together for the first time 7 years ago, and we've worked together fairly regularly in that time. So it's, you know, it's a relationship. It's really one of my favorite conductors to work with, and Andres. You know you're going to have a good time. You know it's going to come together. It's going to be exciting. It can be like a roller coaster ride. You know, you can rehearse, but there's always something different that happens in the concert in such a good way. And I think for that to happen, there has to be a certain amount of trust. You know, you have to know each other musically and trust each other. That's how it feels with Andres to me. So I always particularly look forward to the concerts that I do with him.
You use the term to have a good time. I'm interested in when you assess it at the end of the performance and you're backstage, how do you think of it, of what do you have to have achieved to feel that way, that, oh, I'm having, this is enjoyable, this is fun?
I think if you felt free in the concert, that's a good sign. You know, if you didn't feel restricted in any way, you felt free to do what you meant to do and hopefully discover some new things. Those concerts where you come off stage having discovered something are the ones that are, I think, stay in your own memory, because that's part of what it's about. You know, you can practice until you're blue in the face and work at something, but it's on stage that you really discover something new. You discover an extra dimension that you couldn't possibly when you're just in a room by yourself. It's that energy that the audience brings, the energy of the thousands of people listening to it, that just reveals something else. And I think when that happens in a concert, that's when you really have a good time.
As you mentioned, you've been playing this piece for many years. In 2010, you became the first pianist in history to perform the complete Beethoven Piano Concerto cycle in one season. So do you still learn, are there still things that are revealed to you as you play these piece, as you play this piece, oh, these many years later?
Absolutely. Every time. If I didn't feel that that was happening, then I'd just want to do something else. Really, I mean, it's the hallmark of really great music that I think the possibilities for discovery are endless. You know, you can just see something different every time, or at least you see things in a different balance when you come back to a piece after a while. A piece you thought you knew, you discover that actually you didn't know it that well. So it's that's what keeps it exciting, and that's what it's that element of freshness and discovery every time.
And in that discovery, does that ever manifest itself into a challenge that you put upon yourself to be able to achieve something that perhaps you had not achieved before with that piece, technically, mechanically, however you look at it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you're always striving to make it 2% better. I mean, you know, going out there and playing the piano, it feels far too difficult for me, really. But I think it's good to try to do things that you feel are too difficult for you, because, you know, if you think it's 10% beyond your capability, then if you get 5% beyond it, then at least you got somewhere, you know? That's how it seems.
Andras Nelsons conducts the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra featuring pianist Paul Lewis Sunday afternoon at 2:30. You can find out more information by going to tanglewood.org, tanglewood.org. Paul Lewis performing Beethoven's dramatic and tumultuous third piano concerto. Paul Lewis, a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a wonderful time on Sunday afternoon, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more information about Sunday's performance by going to tanglewood.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.